Nature and development often don't go hand in hand. However, the UK government has introduced legislation to lessen or even reverse the impact of new construction. I recently went to Cobham to visit a new habitat bank run by Wild Capital. Wild Capital is a company that supplies biodiversity net gain units and nutrient neutrality credits to other developers. I know, what does that even mean? In simpler terms, because of legislation from 2021, developers need to make sure that whenever they build something new, they have to leave the site at least 10% better off than how they found it. This can be very difficult for developers to do for various reasons, such as expense. So instead, developers have the option of allowing another company to do that for them on another site. That's where Wild Capital comes in.
Ben Perry, partner at Wild Capital. So I think what the government's done is it's set a backstop and it said, well, we do not want development to stop. So if there isn't local mitigation available, developers can pay into a national scheme. They have that as a backstop, but they want to discourage people using that because they want to encourage local nature recovery. They want to ensure there's no localized extinctions of particular species and habitats. And so whilst they provide that as a backstop to ensure development can continue, they need to encourage a private sector to operate underneath that. And so they set the price deliberately high, but what it's done is it's created room below for developers to, for organizations like us to operate and make the margins we need to make to continue to invest into the market.
As I walked through Wild Capital's site, I was struck by the emptiness of it. On our way into the reserve, there were trees and signs of wildlife. Here, it was only a field. But that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so I'm Jack Potter. I'm one of the partners at Wild Capital. I mean, it's a brilliant site because if you look at designated wildlife sites in the area and priority habitats, which are mapped, this is the one piece of land that sits in the landscape which isn't on that map. So it's the missing piece of the jigsaw which has not got nature on it. It's, you know, it's low biodiversity value, it's intensive agriculture, but it's surrounded by nature. So doing anything on that site for nature is going to be brilliant because the nature will be able to infiltrate it, it will be able to sort of overflow from the existing designated sites, provide a buffer to them, improve water quality. You know, there's loads of benefits by having this site. It was just obvious.
The hope is that over time, as the plants and greenery start to come back, that the animals will also return.
If you're a plant, plant species diversity increases most directly with management. So that's where you're likely to see those kind of measurable changes, is when people put in a lot more work into something. If you are a bird, then it is probably going to be something like, oh, hang on a minute, this is a new area of scrubland, or this is something that's more suitable. It's sort of the same way in which birds look for places to nest. I guess it's the old kind of build it and they will come mentality. Like if you create something, particularly the site in its current state is sort of quite heavily managed grassland, which doesn't offer too many opportunities for different kinds of interesting species. With the neighbouring Thames Basin Heath sort of part of the Surrey that we're in, that does support some really interesting bird species that do go further afield for their foraging. So it's not unlikely that something could one day occupy the Cobham site.
Wild Capital aren't alone in this project. They are working with Elmbridge Council, Surrey County Council, as well as ecologists like Anne Bailey, who you just heard from. This is a long-term project that will take years before this piece of land is completely rewilded. Not only that, the government requires developers to manage and monitor the land for 30 years. However, Wild Capital states that they will support the land for longer.
So the mandatory requirement for biodiversity net gain is 30 years. So you have to, for any offset or off-site solution or on-site solution, it needs to be secured for 30 years. That's what the sort of currency of biodiversity is measured in. But we don't think that's good enough. Development often impacts nature forever. Those houses aren't going to be put back into the environment in 30 years' time. They will continue to be houses and the nature will be lost forever. So we consider that our site basically being secured to manage them for 30 years, which is what the legal requirement is, but we legally covenant on the property that it has to be kept for nature forever. So it will never be brought back into intensive agricultural production and it will never be developed on.
Thank you for listening. This story was reported and produced by me, Philip Barr.